That was 13 years ago. I talked about this, and when I went back through it today, I already had a message for tonight, the one that I told you I was going to start over with, and I will tomorrow night and continue and finish it out by tomorrow night, and it will cover the Antichrist. And I'm trying to cover as many things as I can that once this thing starts, it will help you. I mean, it's going to be a shock to me, and I've taught it for 43 years. But if anybody understands what's going to happen, even though it may be a little bit off, I do. And when it starts, there'll be a lot of rejoicing in me. And at the same time, my carnal nature, he's still going to have to be changed at the rapture. And so until he's changed and the rapture doesn't occur till the seventh trumpet, I'm going to have to rely on God, and God will make sure the carnal nature doesn't get the best of me. So remember that this is something that I prepared a long time ago. And when I was going through this last week, when I was going through it this afternoon, I've been bad. I've had a hard time, but I'm okay now. I think I'm going to be fine. And we're getting adjusted to taking this new painkiller, and so I think I'm going to be just fine. Now, we now view a large Mideast martyrdom in Seal 5. Now, I put this heading on there, this number one. Bashar Assad Fini during next U.S. administration. Obama will finish this year and will make his final address in February, but he will officially be out of office on December 31st of this year. Now, Bashar Assad, after he resigns, it's Fini Bashar Assad. I know that it will be, because Bashar Assad is not the Antichrist. Now, after this, after he leaves the scene, Bashar Assad, you say, is he going to be assassinated? I think so, but I guarantee you he's not going to stay in office. And I guarantee you that the ones that put him out of office won't be the United States. It'll be the Soviet Union it will be Iran, and the group over there that's in Lebanon that is a fanatical follower now of the Soviet Union and Iran. So that I have now figured out enough from these other things that I can tell you that with the same confidence I've shown you that diagram all these years. I always left the first part of it up till the time that Israel attacked blank, because I could not, back in 2003, tell exactly what was going to happen after the whole thing started setting up before Israel attacked. But now I've got it figured out, or I think the Lord has shown me. China, militarily preparing a subsurface rock top. I taught this in 2003, I think. Exists beneath where this is something that has happened since then. So when I saw this on TV a few weeks ago, it made a very deep impression on me, because I remember what I taught back in 2003, and I remember it had to be correct. When I first started teaching in the military, and then I came back and started teaching in the public school system after I finished the seminary in Arkansas Tech, they didn't know very much about the deep sea floor. As a matter of fact, I wasn't taught this in Arkansas Tech, but I knew that there had to be volcanoes underneath the ocean seafloor that never made the surface. I've told you that story before. And when I told them there were springs down there, they told me that I didn't know what I was talking about. I knew there had to be, but I didn't argue with them because I was there to learn, and that's what I did. Well, recently, China has militarily started preparing a subsurface rock top. Deep turmoil, since this happened, exists beneath where they seek the level of 37,000 feet, the top of these seamounts. Most of them are around that height. Most of them are inactive volcanic cones, but just about half of them are active volcanic cones, and every once in a while they'll explode a little bit, come up, get a little bit higher. I'm going to talk about how many there are out there because I want you to visualize what's going to happen here. And I don't think anyone has really grasped the horror that's coming on this earth. And I think I've at least got a better taste for it than most of you have. Deep turmoil exists beneath where they seek the 37,000 sea level. You can't see them. Some of them go up, they're just under the surface. Some of them go a little higher. They're called seamounts because you can't see them. If they get close enough to the surface, you can see them bubble. And they'll bubble and bubble and bubble and bubble. And then they'll either come on up and form a seamount that will eventually fizzle out or turn into a very active volcano. There are over 100,000 on the ocean seafloor. I suspect there are about 200,000 since this article was written. Large seamounts in an area where they now seek a top level of 37,000 to get up to the top of the sea in the Pacific. The horror is not visible to eyes, but will be seen after SEAL 6. We are very close to SEAL 6 opening. Now, even those of you who haven't seen what some of us older folks have seen during war, and during the horror of it, have watched television, and you have watched what happened to the people where they brutally cut off their heads, held them up, bled them out in front of an American public, and in front of the rest of the world. They are of the Islamic faith. There were some things that I have been uncertain about as to about the Antichrist. But when they did that, I knew where we were. We are in the fifth seal. So if you want to go home and look at what this fifth seal has, why, you'll find it. Right now, we are having bloodshed, 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 fight, 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 conflict, 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 ISL, PTQ, FOB, IOD, and COU, terror unit. You got more terrorists you can shake a stick at, and we're not going to do one single solitary thing about them as long as Obama is in office. And after this new group comes in, I think that the terror will settle down for a while. And I think the only ones that won't be fooled by it will be the nation of Israel. I don't think they're going to be fooled by it. If you often wondered, why did he put that thing in there about a hudna in that diagram? Because there will be a peace. It won't be a continuous peace, but everybody's crying for it over there now. And it will be very advantageous to the Antichrist, whoever he is and wherever he is, to have time to completely draw everybody together and then to wait until the proper time came and then launch an attack against Lebanon, and Lebanon would come under the Antichrist orders, and the Antichrist would be laying back, as would China and Russia, waiting to come down and catch the rest of the world by surprise. But they're also going to catch the Israelis by surprise. I've kept up with their army. I've kept up with the number they have, how many they take away, what kind of tanks they quit using, and how their tanks have decreased in quality, character. They almost lost the last war intrusion they made into Lebanon. They barely won it. Now, I watched that very carefully, but I've been waiting to see what was going to happen with the earthquake activity. Thou shalt be visited of the Lord of hosts with thunder, with earthquake, with storm and tempest, and the flame of devouring fire. I kept up with the earthquakes all the way from the last century. I had a series of charts, and I distributed them all over the world. They were part of the series. They're on all the tapes I put out. I quit keeping up with them. Lord have mercy, I've never seen so many earthquakes. They didn't decrease. I've had people call and ask me. I say, okay, I'm going to send you some charts, and you add them up. And they're the same system that I used. And sure enough, they've added them up, and they've passed them out to their friends. I'm old. My eyes are bad. I can't do this kind of work anymore. I'm not trying to make you sad. I just feel like I'm looking through a blur half the time. Well, there's a blur. That's my buddy. Leave him alone. But if he gets too rowdy, we can always put him back there in the closet. Now, in the last conflict they had, the army of the Antichrist finally learned what he needed to do, or he didn't, but the nations did, Syria and Lebanon, and learned. The Soviet Union was also involved in it, as was Hezbollah, as was the group that they made a pact with, made the stupidest agreement that could ever possibly have been made and the most advantageous to the enemy when they made it with the Persians. The Persians are the ones who have given us more trouble than anybody else in the world. They are some of the smartest people in the world. This group is coming together right now, and they're talking about it. And China and Russia are getting ready for war. We're not dealing with a bunch of fanatics. We're dealing with a bunch of ungodly, clever men. They're going to build up, and with what we've got in office and the mess they're going to inherit, the long east-west mountain range that extends across the southern part of the Indian Ocean and multiple seamounts are along it north of the north. Huge Antarctic countless numbers of seamounts will rise above the ocean and seafloors that when Revelation 6 opens. Now, if you think what's going to happen all over the earth that I'm about to read here is bad, the worst place in the world you could ever possibly be would be down the Jordan River Valley, in that valley which has two faults on either side that go down to the great underground licks of rock called magma. This is not just my opinion. Some of the greatest geologists in the world today finally discovered it. They know it's there. It's there. And they know what it's going to do, and they talk about it. But so do the Russians. So do the Chinese. They'll use that to their maximum advantage. And they're going to get caught in it too, eventually. But they have used the topography. I've watched them build the stuff. I've kept up with it. My computer, I've prayed and prayed and prayed, and I guess God doesn't want me to know what I'm supposed to know on it, but I can't blame him. But I've discovered what's there and what the fortifications are. The seamounts are along it, and countless numbers of seamounts will rise above the ocean and seafloor when the Revelation 6 seal opens. Now, you've seen me cover the fifth seal repeatedly. This is a preview of the coming attractions that follow the fifth seal. It's the sixth seal. It covers what's going to happen across the surface of the earth when the sixth seal opens. And you talk about all Hades breaking loose. This is going to be it. It's going to be going on off all these seamounts. 90% of them are volcanically oriented. The rest of them are out branching mountains that spread out from the volcanic eruptions, and they'll also be going off in chains underneath the ocean seafloor. Now, I don't have any reason to lie to you about this, because I've stayed here all this time with you. I don't have any reason to exaggerate it. I've studied carefully, and I know this is what's going to happen. So what happens when you open the sixth seal? A great earthquake. Where's it going to be? In the Jordan River Valley. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. What's also going to cause come up along all those fault lines? Blood, red hot flowing liquid rock called magma. That's exactly what's going to come up all over the earth. Some cases it'll be extreme. You mean along all those red lines you're going to get volcanic eruptions? Absolutely. Do you mean that that's going to go up and the moon's going to just become blood and then disappear completely and a cloud won't let us see anymore after the fifth trumpet? That's exactly what I know. It's true. God made the atmosphere that way. Am I trying to scare you? No. I'm past scaring on this. I'm just trying to tell as many people what's going to happen as I can. I know if you're young, you don't like that. I know if you're middle-aged, you don't like that. I know if you've got grandchildren, you're not too fond of it. But the truth is, none of those people before the flood, when Noah tried to warn them, and I'm not Noah, none of them listened. They thought he was crazy. Well, I'm here to tell you, I'm not crazy. God gave me a good mind. Now, I may misinterpret some things sometimes, but I always go back and keep on researching until I'm sure of what I'm teaching before I teach it. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs in the shaking of a mighty wind. That's wormwood. I told you this was a picture of the tribulation period. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. You roll up a Hebrew scroll like this. You roll it out and you read it. You just keep on reading, keep on rolling down. The heaven will gradually disappear. At first it'll turn red because of all the sulfuric material that is contained in those seamounts and in the volcanic eruptions themselves along the line. To me, this is child's play. But only because God meant for me to understand this. And I've always loved science and math. I've always loved those things. But when I saw this, and the counselor said, why don't you go ahead and take these courses? They won't cost you anymore. I said, sign me up. And I brought that stuff home, and I studied it, and I studied it, and I studied it, and I asked questions, I read books, you've got a whole. You look at my library back, there's a whole there, books, highly technical books. And I ask a million questions. There's only one way this can be done. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Every mountain and every island on the surface of this earth has a set of geographical latitudinal and longitudinal coordinates. They're measured in latitude, like this, and longitude. They're listed in degrees, minutes, seconds, and half seconds. There's only one way they can all be changed. They all have to move. And there's only one personage who can do it, Almighty God. Now, would I tell you all this just so you would say, look how smart you are. I'm about to die. I never have cared how smart I was. The only thing I ever cared about as a boy, I didn't want to go to hell. And the only thing I ever cared about once I got in the military was, I've got to tell people this. Where did I get the idea from? You'll have to answer that for yourself. But you're looking at what only God can do. And you're looking at a man that's traveled all over the world, not only to warn people, but to go to all these places where it's supposed to happen and look at the topography, look at where the faults are, locate them, be objective, 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 objective. Don't be objective. And in the Bible, Be in context. Be in context. Be in context. Be in context. God taught me. There are things that are called phobias. I had a phobia when I was a young man. And when they told me to go in geology, and I began to see why God wanted me to do it, I stayed over there for some extra graduate work so I could learn all I could learn about it and know exactly what was right and what was wrong and the new discoveries they made and all those other things. God wanted me to know, and that's why I did it. And the last day I came home from school, I went to other schools after that. I went to a school up in southeastern Missouri that was accredited by Southern Illinois University. And I went to that and I took correspondence from them. I already had everything I needed except a certified doctor's degree. Their doctor's degrees at the seminary aren't certified. I wanted one. Because when people ask me, is your degree certified? I'll say, yes. How many times, Ken, have you seen me put out something on a book or something else by Dr. Tom Michael Murray? How many times you seen that? You don't see it. The only time it happened when they put it on down there, look, I don't give a rip about my doctor's degree. I don't give a rip about anything that has to do with being admired and loved. And I just want you to understand what you've got waiting for you in heaven, because God taught me what I've got waiting, and he keeps on teaching me. That's my motive. I'm carnal. So when I first started, I had a hard time getting rid of that. But I finally did. He says, it is done. Oh, he gathered them together in a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. We're getting ready for the last vows of wrath, but we got something to happen before that. The seventh trumpet. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of heaven, out of the temple of heaven, from the throne, saying, it is done. And there were voices, and nor thunders, and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake, and so great. Well, I'll be. Now, we're gone. We're not here when this happens. Notice we've got chapter 16 here. Chapter 16, or the beginning of the vials of wrath, poured out his vial into the air. Because the seventh trumpet rapture occurs, and then you have seven vials of wrath, and this great earthquake is the very last vial that's poured out. Now, I'm not going to be here during that time, and neither are any of you. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. It's over. It's finished. That's the end of the tribulation period. That is the time when Jesus comes back, defeats the Antichrist at Armageddon, restores Israel, brings a remnant back with him. This is not the rapture here. And there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. That's greater than the one that's going to rip open the Jordan Valley that starts this whole mess going. And by the time this last vial gets around here, we won't be here on the first vial. Or the second, or the third, or the fourth, or the fifth, or the sixth, or the seventh. And we will be praising and thanking God in heaven that all we had to go through was a period of time up to the earthquake that occurs on the seventh trumpet. And quite frankly, even though we will know what's happening, our carnal nature is going to be scared to death. And he's going to pay a terrible price before he's changed. So if you'd like an early rapture, maybe Chuck's right. Maybe there is a first of the week rapture. You know, there's lots of things. I don't claim to be all-knowing. Sometimes I don't even think I'm partially knowing. And the great city, absolutely, positively, conclusively, this is the city of Rome. And the Pope, he is not the false prophet, but he'd make a good one. He's a false prophet, but he's not the one in the book of Revelation, I don't think. We'll get to that eventually. And the great city was divided into three parts. I can show you the three faults, absolutely indisputable textbook example of false. I can show you precisely where they are in Israel, and I can show you exactly how it's going to be divided into three parts. And there's a great big fault that comes up out of the ground just by hope that's behind. I'm going to show this stuff on the slides again. And it goes straight up out of the earth, slants back underneath the temple or the Dome of the Rock. That's going to be lifted up even further higher in the air, much higher. And there's two faults that come across out of the Hinnom Valley and the Northern Valley. They come across out of the northwest and southwest and go right underneath the Mormon temple. They built it right over the top of it. I shouldn't be.